Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by
Sydney Contreras, Assistant News Editor.
Jasmine Yamanaka, Assistant Features Editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. All right, so today we're going to be talking about the Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton rallies that took place in Riverside last week. And we're also going to be talking about end of the year reflections and how we felt about this academic year and where we're going to take things from this point on. And with that, we will get started. So both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, the U.S. presidential candidates, were in Riverside. Bernie spoke at the Riverside Municipal Auditorium, and then Hillary was actually on campus. So yeah, let's just talk about their rallies a little bit. Did you guys attend? What did you see? What did you hear after? Things
like that. Yeah, I attended the Hillary rally, and the first thing I noticed about it were the protesters at the very front of the line. There is a Facebook page organized for the Highlanders Against Hillary, and they were actually there. I was surprised. I didn't know that they'd actually go through with it. But there are around 30 protesters, and the rally itself, I was surprised that there weren't as many people as I thought there would be. There are actually a lot of gaps in the auditorium, which is surprising because considering the fact that Hillary's the Democratic frontrunner, I thought that like literally every single crack and crevice of the auditorium would be filled with the person. But I'm assuming that either people were at Bernie's event or they don't have enough political efficacy. But besides that, I'd say that the energy was pretty good. Lots of cheering, chanting, which is typical of rallies.
I wasn't able to go, unfortunately, so that was kind of a bummer because, I mean, it's important to participate in politics, especially at, like, this age, you know? So to not be able to go, I was disappointed. But I don't know who I would have chosen to go see. Maybe Sanders, because I feel like the crowd with him is very energetic and buzzing and everything. And I think maybe the absence of more people at Hillary's just shows, you know, maybe the younger generation, you know, our generation doesn't support her as much. And that was definitely something that I noticed just on social media alone, was that it didn't really seem like people wanted her at UCR exactly. And so I know, and it's of course Highlanders Against Hillary and all of that. I mean, we made the Daily Mail, which is pretty significant. So
true. Yeah, I went to Bernie Sanders rally, and I feel like the only reason I got in was because of the press pass, because I got there and I thought I was getting there at a good time. It was probably like 10. The line was like already rounding the corner and stuff like that, and I was like, wow. And then in there, yeah, it was just like really crowded, and you could tell everyone was like really excited to be there. Like, this guy was up on the balcony, and everyone was just kind of standing there waiting for him to come out, and he was just staying there, and then he was just like, Bernie Sanders! And then everyone screamed for like 5 minutes after that. I was like, oh, wow. But yeah, the energy in there was definitely like off the charts. And then I went back to campus after Sanders rally, and I got to hear some of Clinton's speech just because they were playing it like from a loudspeaker outside of the building that she was in. And I could kind of hear, like, the protesters were still protesting. Like, they were still, like, screaming and everything. And, but I got to hear some of her speech. But for a very long time, she was just talking about, like, how terrible Donald Trump was.
Yeah.
I felt that, that was kind of, like, you know, it's good to, like, talk about him a little bit just because, like, this is potentially the person you're going to be running, like, directly against or whatever. But it just went on for way too long, and I was like, wait, can we, like, hear what you want to do? Or, like, you know?
I feel like that's a part of her strategy. I think that she purposely didn't mention Bernie Sanders once during her rally because she doesn't think that he's very competitive against her. I think that to her, Donald Trump is the more serious problem. And I think that she does care about getting someone who's from the Democratic Party to be the next president. So I feel like she didn't mention Bernie Sanders on purpose.
That's maybe true. Because, yeah, to not mention him once, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think in general, just as, I don't know, as someone who, of course, is going to vote, it's one thing that bothers me when people, especially candidates, are always talking bad about someone else.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it's always, like, focus on the positive rather than the negative and show me what you can do. I already know, you know, that I'm not going to support that person. Especially as a Democratic candidate, it isn't really, I guess, relevant right now to be, you know, trashing the other person when you have our own party to focus on and changes to be made. And if they really aren't that strong of a candidate, then why do you need to be talking about them? It just shows that you're threatened, I think.
Yeah, true. I think it was just like, it was way too much. Like you said, like, I'd rather hear about what you want to do, what kind of changes you would make, or like what you're offering, you know? But yeah. Sanders' speech was a lot more, you could tell he was trying to touch on like a lot of different issues, which was good. And like for a rally, you know, you're just trying to like get everyone really into it and just, you know, and I think he just kind of has that presence already. So it was just, I don't know, I think it was already there from the beginning, but yeah, he touched on a lot of issues. He touched on wanting to help, communities, people of color, and like women, the LGBT community, low-income families, lots of things like that.
At the same time, though, it's all about the spirit on behalf of the audience. I feel like that's one of Donald Trump's tactics, to attack other people on purpose, even though if it makes him look really unprofessional. I think that it definitely stirs a lot of controversy and spirit on behalf of the audience. I think that if Hillary only talked about issues during her rally, it would be really bland and kind of boring, because we have to remember that these are college students as well, and they want something that's exciting. So I think immediately upon mentioning Donald Trump, it kind of catches people's attention.
True, you get a lot of boos and all that stuff. Everyone gets a little riled up. Yeah, so what did you guys in general think about the protesters? Like, do you think that it was effective in any way? I know that some of them clashed with, like, some of her supporters, too, that were, like, still outside of the building and things like that. But how effective do you think their protest was? And do you think it was, like, a good decision for them to, you know, be out there and protesting and things like that?
I think it was. I think it's definitely important to always, I mean, I think it's important to peacefully protest, which they did. And it shows that, you know, UCR is diverse. We're a diverse community. We don't just, you know, let things happen. And it, you know, it showed how united we are, that we could gather a crowd to be able to do that and organize, especially in the short time that we had, you know, really to prepare. Because I think we found out on Friday night that it was happening. And then on that Tuesday morning, you know, she came. And so it's definitely important for us to do that. And I think the issues that we focused on were important too, because I don't think they're always necessarily issues that that like the nation focuses on, you know. And because we're a diverse community, it really reflects that and why it's important, you know. It wasn't just some protest that happened because we wanted to be in the news. It was because it actually matters to us and is relevant.
I think it did resonate with students. It definitely resonated with me, especially since the spirit is more of with Bernie already, and there aren't many students who support Hillary on campus. Just knowing that there's a group of students who are out there protesting her really does make her look bad, and it caught my attention. It made me think, well, maybe there is something wrong with Hillary's campaign.
I know what you mean, and I think in general, I think the protesters were, like, pretty effective. And like you said, it wasn't like they were just out there, like, we want to get on the news, or, like, we just want everyone to see us. Like, even though I tried to talk to a few of them, and a lot of them were like just really passionate about it, and they had like these different reasons for like why they were out there, and like all throughout, you know, to stay there, like from the very beginning. I remember I saw a picture, so I think they were inside. You were inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were inside and then they got kicked out. Or is that what happened?
I didn't see that.
Okay, because I saw a picture and a short clip of like people like in the front.
Yeah, there were a few. I think there were 3 or 4 people that were in the front and they got kicked out.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I saw that. And then they stayed there, though, throughout the entire thing afterwards because they were still outside of the building. So you could just see that they were really dedicated and at least like really wanted people to know that they weren't, you know, just playing around. Because, yeah, it was like a really short turnaround time as far as like organizing and stuff like that. But, yeah, I thought in general, like, it was good that they were out there. And, like, you know, I'm sure you always get a different personalities whenever there's protests and like things like that. But like, it's also good when like people can have conversations, because I know a lot of her supporters were out there too. So like, you know, it's always good to be willing to talk to people and like have a conversation instead of, you know, but then you have people that just want to be out there and like screaming, and you have people that like also like are willing to talk to people, and that's good. And like a lot of them seemed like they were at least willing to talk about why they were protesting.
I think in general, I was surprised that they came to UC Riverside. Like, what made us more important than some other places in the area,
yeah.
You know, like it was interesting to kind of think about. I told my parents like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are going to be in Riverside, and they were surprised too, you know, wondering what made us stand out against other areas. And I also thought it was kind of interesting how the administration seemed kind of hesitant to comment on it. I forget who it was. I think it was our vice chancellor of communications.
Mm-hmm.
But he seemed hesitant to say, like, oh, that an event was canceled. I think they definitely...
Oh, right, yeah.
I think they definitely saw that maybe the Riverside community wouldn't be too happy about it.
Yeah. Because I heard about the event that was canceled inside that building when she decided she wanted to speak there. And, like, you know, that's pretty, like, I'd be pretty upset. I think it was a dance performance. And, like, you know, those students had been working since the beginning of the quarter, and then you just kind of have your event canceled. Which was another thing that, like, some of the protesters spoke to were upset about, and, of course, the people involved in the program. But, yeah, it didn't make, like, I don't think a lot of people know about the fact that that happened.
Even though I don't necessarily agree or disagree with the message behind the Highlanders against Hillary, I enjoyed the fact that there was a protest on campus, especially one to that extent. I think that we need more of these kinds of, like, speaking up against something on campus, because there's always going to be decisions made and there's always going to be disagreements against that, and I don't think we hear enough about those disagreements. So it was actually kind of empowering just seeing the protesters out there arguing for something really passionately.
So, do you guys have any thoughts on why maybe they both came to Riverside, and even like more specifically, Hillary came to UCR? I haven't heard about them speaking at any other UC. But yeah, do you guys have any thoughts on why maybe that is?
I know that today, Bernie Sanders was in the Santa Cruz area. My friend from who goes to Santa Cruz, she was able to see him, and so I know that, but I think, you know, Santa Cruz already has kind of a reputation for being more of one of those activist schools. So I'm starting to think maybe UCR, I mean, we've been getting, like, more attention in the past few years, and maybe we're bigger than we thought we were, you know?
Like, yeah.
I think maybe we're drawing more attention and we're getting to be pretty popular within the area. And then we're also such a diverse school. I mean,
yeah.
It speaks to what the candidates want, you know, in their, you know, to vote for them. And so I think that's part of the reason. But otherwise, it's kind of, it's still kind of surprising to me, you know.
For me, I think it is more of the diversity aspect, since Riverside is the most diverse campus out of all of the UCs. And I think that especially with Bernie Sanders, he's trying to appeal, or he already appeals to those kinds of people more. And maybe Hillary thought it would be a good idea to come on the same day to try and detract those visitors from his rally. But I think that if he were to go to one of the more prominent UCs like LA or Berkeley, then people would already kind of expect that. But the fact that he's trying to go to one of, I guess, the more lower ranking UCs, it kind of makes him seem like more of an accepting person, if that makes sense. He's not just in it for the title of like UC Berkeley or UCLA, but he's trying to get his campaign out to all of the campuses.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, just in general, I was really happy that they both came out here and was like really surprised as well. But yeah, so primaries June 7th. Are you guys voting?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Vote, guys, if you have the opportunity to do so. It matters, even if you think your one vote doesn't matter. It does, and you should always be trying to, you know, get your voice out there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. All right, guys, so this is week 10. Like, spring quarter is basically done. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I feel kind of sad. Mostly, I feel ambivalent because I also feel excited for the summer. You know, like, just relaxing at home, eating all summer, not having to worry about what anyone thinks of me. But at the same time, I feel really stressed to, I guess, make myself, like, establish my goals that I started in the beginning of the year. And there's this lingering feeling inside of me that, like, the friends that I made this year will forget me next year. So, aww. I feel, yeah, it's sad. Like, I feel really pressured to be remembered and kind of end on a big note. But at the same time, I'm just like, I just want to get this over with. Like, 10 more days.
True, yeah. That's such, oh my gosh, I know, really. I know, I mean, it's my first year, and it's coming to a close, and I thought that I'd be like, I'd feel sentimental and be like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. It's my first year, it's over. But I'm like, get me out of here, I can't wait.
Oh my
wait.
Gosh, same.
I'm like, okay, I'm already making plans, like, and I thought like when finals came, I'd be so determined, I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna finish on a good note, like, I'm going to study for my finals, get good grades, like, say thank you to all my professors, but now I'm just like,
let me
see
pass.
Ya, like, I think I did a good job so far, and like, thanks. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's just like, it's spring quarter, you know, it's, sometimes, I mean, in general, I've had to push my, this is my third year, and I've really had to push myself this year to be like, you know, reach for the sky, you know, because now at this point, I just feel like, you know, I just want to pass this class, you know. But I've been trying to push myself. But it is hard when it's spring quarter. It's like you've done like two other quarters of this. It's like this is the end. You can like, summer is so close, and you kind of just want to get it over.
Especially
with.
When like the Cal States and you know, I know Berkeley got out because they're on the semester system, and your friends are already going home, and you're seeing them, and you're like, okay, can you guys chill for a second? Like, I'm still in classes.
They're there for a month, and they're just like, oh, well, like hurry up. And it's like, dang. But yeah, but okay, so both of you guys are freshmen. How would you say that your first year was? Like, what did you think was going to happen that didn't, or, you know, the other way around? Like, were you expecting anything, or, like, did your opinions change as far as, like, what you thought college would be like?
I'm pretty proud of my achievements. I started the year pretty ambitious. Like, I had a lot of things in mind that I wanted to accomplish, like good grades and being involved in some kind of organization. And surprisingly, I did actually accomplish both of those things. But something that definitely changed throughout the year is the way that I handle with stress. At the beginning of the year, I kind of bombarded myself with all these priorities, and I was a little bit overly ambitious. And over time, I realized that I kind of need to chill with that. Like, you have to be realistic with what you accomplish. Because otherwise, if you're all just about succeeding and getting good grades and, like, doing all these extracurricular activities, you're going to neglect yourself. You're going to neglect your friends. And I can imagine if I would have kept on going that way, I would have regretted it at the end of the year. Like, oh my gosh, like freshman year, I was so young. Like, why couldn't I just chill and have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I thought I would change and, like, suddenly become this new person. I'd go back to, you know, home, and people would be like, oh my goodness, Sid, you're so different. But I think I'm exactly the same. And I don't know. I don't know if that's, like, a good thing or not. Like, I'm the same way that I think I was in high school, at least. I mean, I don't really know. But, I did my best this year. And I think the only thing that, like, I expected more was that I'd be more involved on campus. But I'm only involved, you know, with the newspaper so far. And I'm
just still pretty big. I mean,
yeah.
You're an editor, so. And you're only a freshman, so that's pretty big in itself.
It's pretty cool. And, like, I'm really content with it. Like, I thought I'd be bummed, but, like, I see some of my other friends that are, you know, in, like, 10 clubs, and they just have way too much.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I'm the one telling them that, like, you need to chill. Like, take a few days off. And so I'm kind of almost worried for, like, the next few years because I feel like I'll probably be doing more.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's all a balancing act. But I know what you mean. I see a lot of people that are just doing, like, they're like, I'm the president of this. And then I'm, like, the secretary for this. And I do this and that. And I'm just like, how are you even taking classes and surviving?
Yeah, and I think I joined end of the first quarter. And, like, the first quarter was pretty hard because I think I went to a relatively small high school, and so, like, I pretty much knew everybody. I knew all the teachers because my sisters went to high school with me, too. And so, like, it's hard going from, like, where everybody knows you to this new campus where not that many people know you. And then I think when I joined, I made all these friends, and then they kind of showed me that, like, it isn't necessarily the place or school you're going to. It's more the people you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's a small group, you know, like you guys, it's still good enough. And I think just surrounding yourself with those people, the positive vibes and everything, that's good enough.
Yeah, the people at the paper are definitely, like, the people I'm closest with, like, of anyone probably on campus. But, yeah, how would you guys say that you, in general, like, enjoyed your first year, though? Like, would you say it was a good experience, you know?
It was definitely a good experience for me. Sydney mentioned that, like, she feels the same from the beginning of the year as she does now. But as for me personally, I feel like I changed a lot. And a part of the reason why I think I changed is actually because of negative experiences. Just, like, personal experiences that I had. Just realizing more about people, like, being exposed to different kinds of people and finding out that you can't always trust everyone, that's definitely changed me a lot. But in terms of, like, more of academics and organizations and extracurriculars, I've been more open to different activities more than I've ever been, and more open to people as well. I was honestly kind of judgmental before in high school, but college has exposed me to more diversity and being more accepting of people.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that my, like, experience this year was bad, but I wouldn't say it was, like, amazing either, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just very, I don't know, chill, very smooth, you know? There wasn't any, like, huge bumps in the road, but I wasn't exactly, I don't know. It's not everything you think it's going to be, but that's a good thing. You know, I've learned to accept that maybe not everything's going to be all, you know, flowers and sunshine.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of life. And I think, if anything, I'm just sad that, you know, some of my friends that I did make are basically all seniors and graduating.
Yeah, I know. They're all leaving.
Yeah, like our newspaper, all, like, I don't know, half of the people are leaving.
Yeah, I think there's, like, probably five of the senior staff from this last year that are, like, staying. So, yeah, it's interesting, five or six. But, yeah, everyone's graduating. But, yeah, I feel like college, as far as like changing and things like that, I feel like it's all just like little experiences, you know, like it doesn't necessarily happen like first year, second year, third year, fourth year, but just kind of like as a collective, there's just like, I don't know, like certain things that happen and like, you know, it just kind of all like when you look back on it, it'll be like, oh, that happened in college and like this and that, you know, like even our last managing editor, Cody Nguyen, he wrote an article in the newspaper about like his experience and everything, and he was kind of saying how it wasn't like UCR specifically, like all the classes and like things that really like shaped his college experience, it was more like the people and like what he experienced while he was here. So I think that's like a big part of it. But what are you guys looking forward to?
Definitely being a part of the newspaper again. As of now, that's like the only thing I'm really looking forward to. In terms of classes, I'm just like, no, I don't want to go back to that. I kind of want to just be chill with classes now. And I guess seeing familiar faces again, like being with the Highlander family again. Because to be honest, on campus, I do consider the newspaper staff to be like a second family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just nice having a group of people like all striving for a purpose. To me, that's a more meaningful friendship.
And I think for me, I'm not really returning. I'm going to be studying abroad in the Netherlands.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited for that. I mean, that's all I think that's part of the reason why I'm so ready for school to be done. I just I'm already counting down the days, and I'm so excited to be. I'm going to like Maastricht, which is like an hour from Amsterdam, and I'm going to be really traveling. Nice. I know, and then I'm excited to like. I'm hoping I can go to the American Associated College Press
conference. The ACP conference,
and Washington D.C. because the speaker will be Edward Snowden.
Yeah,
which is pretty big. So I'm really hoping I can go because that's pretty amazing.
Wait, what quarter are you returning from the study abroad?
Oh, I'll be back in January, so I'll be able to fulfill my duties as assistant news editor, and I'll of course be doing my work from abroad because we're pretty good with that. We do a lot of their things online, so
yeah,
it's nice to still be a part of it. Like I know when I come back, like nothing will really change. I'll still be a part of the loop.
True.
Aww, I want to study abroad now.
Me too.
I think my friends are like, do it with us. Let's apply. And I was like, I'm a French major. I should go to France. I shouldn't go to the Netherlands. Mm. And they were like, dude, you're going to miss out. And then I think a week before the application was due, they were like, why don't you just apply? Like, just see if you get in. And I was like, okay, like, why not? I'll just do it. Because I was like, there's no time better than now.
Yeah.
So I applied and I turned it in. And then I think like 2 weeks later, they were like, yeah, application's open for like the paper. You should apply. And I was like, So I didn't really say anything, but I was so excited.
I'm looking forward to, I don't know, it's weird for me because it's like my senior year, so now I'm like, I gotta get my life together, so that's gonna be interesting. But yeah, I'm happy I'll still be like around the newspaper. That'll definitely be a highlight, most likely. And yeah, getting more involved with other stuff on campus too, before I dip out of here.
No, don't leave us.
Man, I know. It's funny because I'm always telling people that I was always like taking 4 classes every quarter. I'm like rushing. And then like I think it was spring quarter where I was just like, wait, why am I rushing when I have no idea like what I'm going to do with my life? So I'm like, I need to like slow down and like enjoy, you know, college and what's left, you know, because there's no point rushing. Like, you know,
I know. And then when you see people like, you know, Joseph and, you know, all of them, and they're like, yeah, I'm just applying places, but like it's so hard. I'm like, oh goodness, like I need to start getting internships and becoming friends with my professors, like connections.
True. Yeah, it's like a whole, man, the real world.
Because I think the only thing like as high schoolers that we ever really work towards is going to college, and then once you're in college, you're like, okay, now we just need to graduate.
Exactly.
And then it's like, okay, what now? Like,
exactly,
we never really had this planned out for us. There was never, like, a 4-year plan.
Yeah, that's definitely how I looked at it. I was just like, okay, this is the next step, then this is the next step. And it's like, okay, I just always knew. I knew I would go to college. I knew the whole thing. And now I'm just like, okay, now I have to, like, figure out everything else. But, yeah, it's comforting to know that everyone's kind of in the same boat and, like, going through that at the same time. And, like, everyone kind of has to, so... That's always good.
And I mean, life would be boring if you just knew all the time what you would do, right?
That's true.
I think it's part of the journey, like that indecision.
All right. Well, this has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bolt, and Alex Hill. It's week 10, so finals are coming up. Good luck and Godspeed, everyone. Shout out to Joseph, who couldn't be here because, like, he's working now, and he's always on the Newsroom, but he's not here. But, yeah, good luck, everyone.
Have an amazing summer and live it up before we have to go back to school, back to class, and UCR's heat, all of that. Just have fun.
Thank you for having me on this show, and with the few days that we still have left, just have a lot of fun, and just remember there's still always a lot of time left.
All right, guys, thank you for listening.